Good morning, Nick.
We talk a lot on this segment about scams, people losing money with questionable activities from companies, groups, organizations, that sort of thing. Today, we're going to talk about a settlement. We're going to talk about one of these that actually has been settled now.
Yes. We talk about scams more than I'd like to, but because they happen all the time.
Well, exactly. Yeah.
And people always seem to ask me questions about this that say, oh, either it's one of two things. Either I know somebody who got scammed like that, or they say, nobody ever gets it. No, who would be so stupid
to do that, right?
But it turns out a lot of people, and it's not stupidity, it's that the scam artists are very cunning.
They're very good, yeah.
So some of the things we've talked about on the show are people paying money for an online dating thing. You know, you're dating somebody and then all of a sudden the relationship seems pretty solid and they need some money.
Right.
Or, you're about to get a loan. If you only send this company some money for your application, they'll give you money.
Right.
An advanced fee loan. Family emergencies. Oh, I'm in another country and
I'm stuck. I really need money.
Yes, I've been robbed. Right, exactly. And my favorite, you've won the lottery.
Yes.
Or you've won a prize. Please send us money.
To claim your prize.
Now, it seems insane that anybody would do this. However, so many people have done this, and the money is so large, and Western Union has been involved in a lot of this, that the Federal Trade Commission now has a settlement with the Western Union for $586 million.
Wow.
This is not peanuts.
No,
this is a lot of money. You can get your share of it.
You may be entitled to some.
Yeah, and I don't think this is going to be like, oh, here's your 3 cents on your class action suit.
Yeah.
This is actually refunds, according to the literature I've read, about the money you got scammed for.
Okay.
So if you've already filed a claim with the Federal Trade Commission, there will be a form sent to you in the mail. If you have not, I'll tell you how to file it.
Okay.
But the one thing I want you to know is that no one will be calling you to ask you for your credit card information, your account information, money from you. If you get a phone call like that, and believe me, calls will come out of the woodwork. Mm-hmm. Scammers will come out of the woodwork looking for their share of $586 million worth of people who already have been duped once to pay them money again. So if you get one of those calls, it's not the Federal Trade Commission.
Right.
Hang up, call the Federal Trade Commission. This was a really big coup. I mean, not only the Federal Trade Commission was involved, but everybody from the Canadian Mounted Police, Royal Canadian Mounted Police, to the Spanish National Police, to people in Vermont, Attorney General in Vermont, were involved in bringing this down. So you can read more about it at the Federal Trade Commission site. And you can certainly call 877-FTC-HELP. Help as in help me get my money back.
Right.
Which translates to 877-382-4357. You can find them on Facebook, Twitter. It's FTC.gov.
That's the
website.
But
really, if you've been involved with the Western Union at all on a scam, what the Federal Trade Commission is saying is Western Union had to know. They had to know that these scams. So they had hundreds of thousands of complaints, they say.
Right.
And they failed to train. This is what the FTC site is saying. They failed to train their agents to recognize these or to do anything about it. So if you showed up at a Western Union, even though they might have suspected it was a scam, they just took the money.
Took the money anyway.
Yeah. $586 million. Go get your share of it.
Maybe you've got a piece. If you haven't filed, and where do they go to file? FTC.gov?
FTC.gov or call 877-FTC-HELP.
All right.
If you can't remember that or you need us, you can call us and we'll help you.
Right. Dr. Francis Ram is the Money Doctor of Power Down Debt and Power Up Retirement. How do they reach out to you?
They can reach us at 413-774-5555 or visit us on the web at powerdowndebt.com.